Big Joe here for B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical, your American Standard dealer getting ready for spring. It's time to spruce up your home for spring. And who better to trust than B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical? For over 60 years, they've been serving Central Indiana with integrity, hard work, and a commitment to excellence. Go to bpluswradio.com/radio to learn more. B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer serving Central Indiana for over six decades.
Five Memphis police officers, I should say former Memphis police officers, Memphis, Tennessee, charged with the murder of Tyree Nichols. Yeah. This is an awful video to watch. Traffic stop. He gets pulled over. It gets worse from there. I watched the video twice, and I'm not claiming that I've seen every angle of this video, this body camera video. I'll give you what I took away from it. And you may have a different take than I do. First, we're discussing not our take on the need for police. We're not discussing a take on the progressive nature of wanting to end policing in America, their foolhardy pseudo-intellectual fantasy as I see it. We're not discussing those things yet. We're discussing what took place. The video I saw starts after Tyree Nichols, this man was stopped on January 7th. Because what I saw at that moment, from after the stop, but before he's out of the vehicle, was police officers walk up to his car and grab him out of the car. That's what I saw. And for that alone, I would have fired these cops, I would have taken their pensions away, and I would have charged them for violations. Don't ask me to have any quarter on the basics. I don't. And if cops don't like it, if police officers don't like it, I can greatly appreciate that. There's always Dairy Queen. Don't tell me about how tough your job is. Don't tell me about how I don't understand the pressures. I'm willing to believe all of that to be true. Yet, we, the people, are the final arbiter. That alone was worthy of the firing. Agree, disagree, that's cool. That's cool, but I'm willing to go toe-to-toe on that one. Why did it start like that? Well, some people want to say, well, it's because of white supremacy. I'm sorry, what? White supremacy! Whoa! Any chance to yell white supremacy, some people will gladly do. The man who was killed is black. All five officers involved in this killing are black. So what does white supremacy have to do with it? Well, as the political left will tell you, all policing is just an extension of white supremacists. All black cops are nothing but traitors. So you see, that's how it works. If you spend enough time on social media, specifically Facebook, if you watch videos on Facebook, you will get, first of all, sucked into the wormhole to which you lose all concepts of time and space. Then what will happen is that you will eventually start seeing videos of cops getting nonsensical with citizens. Now, one can argue that some of these citizens make videos so they can have cops being nonsensical. They want to aggressively poke the bear. That's absolutely true. It doesn't change the fact that there are the number of videos that are to the other side are numerous, vastly outweigh the former. Meaning, the amount of videos of people poking the bear, trying to get a cop to interact with them, are not as numerous as those where the cop is simply over-aggressive for no reason. And a lot of these videos that we see, without question, show a power-hungry police force desperate to show its power. I would say that to the chief of police in any town across the country. Desperate to show its power. I don't think that should be where the police officer is. I think the police officer, if they're watching somebody videotape a building, should just move on with its day. If it's not an illegal activity, what's the problem? You want to arrest somebody for doing it if you feel you can. Don't even get into questions. Just go arrest. Deal with your violation, if it is one, after the fact. But very often these videos show tough guy attitude, tough guy mentality. It is the walk up to the car and the pulling out of the car to which I would have fired those cops. But in that view, this guy should still have been alive. Did he run from the police? Unquestionable. In my view, that he ran from the police. Tell me I'm seeing it wrong. I'm all ears. I am nothing but them. He ran. Running from the police is now in vogue. It's in fashion. Why? Well, listen to all the people out there who will tell you that all cops are terrible and all cops are miserable and no cop should be trusted and no cop should be supported. When Jemele Hill, who we've allowed this person who is engaged in sports news and sports reporting to somehow think that she is the conscience of America, the conscience of America. I need so many people, she writes, to understand this regarding Tyree Nichols. Several of the police officers who murdered Freddie Gray were black. That's a Baltimore case. The entire system of policing is based on white supremacist violence. We see people under the boot of oppression carry its water all the time. You understand that Jemele Hill has no interest, none, in saying what is wrong with policing. The adversarial relationship that gets created with the citizen, which I have described in other ways and in other areas, certainly nothing with this level of violence. She doesn't want to get into that. She would rather have the racial war. Okay, knock yourself out. You want me to get worked up that you call it white supremacist or white supremacy? I don't plan on doing that. I don't actually give a damn about what the woman has to say. Go figure it out. You figure it out. I want to see your system work. I know they tried your system in places like Minneapolis and then went back to funding the police. But you're still convinced your system's going to work? Figure it out. To quote Letterkenny. When Van Jones over there at CNN writes an opinion piece, the police who killed Tyree Nichols were black, but they might still have been driven by racism. Okay. He writes how Tyree Nichols was on the ground and was saying, all right, I'm on the ground. You don't need to do that. Officers were absolutely aggressive. I'm going to knock your blank, the blank out. Turn around before I break your blank. Nichols saying, I'm just trying to go home. Here's the actual line that Van Jones writes. Nichols then breaks free and attempts to run after he was heard saying, I'm just trying to go home. Excusing all the actions of Tyree Nichols, which I do not do. One of the arguments being made is none of these officers engaged any level of what they're referring to as de-escalation. And if you take a look at the start of the video, ripping him out of the car, oh, no. They spinal tap it. They turn it up to 11 right from the quick. But the five black officers were driven by racism? Well, we could get into a conversation of black people hating black people based on the color of their skin. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you not aware of this? Light skin versus dark skin and the war that has been within quote-unquote black America for decades? And I'm the first guy to bring this to you? Oh, guys. Whew. That is in and of itself a story. I have no excusing these five cops. They deserve to go to jail. And then, yeah, they killed a guy. No one got anybody else to calm down. Which could also, I shouldn't say could also, is also a part of this story. Not one of these cops got the other cops to slow down, to stop. Whoa, guys, you got him. Throw him in the car. Amazing to me, to be honest. I don't know if there have been more rioting. There's always rioting. But the story here is how it started. I would have thrown these cops in jail for that alone.